Chapter 4 A Week with Winnie. On Friday after school, Charlie raced up the stairs to his room. There was Winnie lying on the bed. He petted her chin and she purred. Mrs. Perry had warned Charlie that Winnie might lose her appetite while Mrs. Perry was away. But Winnie had eaten every bowl of food Charlie had given her, including some treats Mrs. Perry had left. Charlie knew he was keeping the cat healthy. When Charlie's mother called him to dinner, Winnie came too. She hopped on his lap and purred while he ate. "Winnie's getting awfully cozy here," said Charlie's mother. "Mrs. Perry had better come home soon." "She flies home tomorrow," Charlie said sadly. "Charlie, you've done a good job taking care of Winnie," his mother said. "In fact, you've done such a good job, you deserve a pet of your own. Let's go to the shelter this weekend and pick out a dog." Charlie smiled. "Or maybe a cat," he said.